Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
For you.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Tracy Eden back on the show. We've been missing Tracy. He's been MIA for a few months now. He's National Marketing Director. No, I think we may have a new title, right? Commercial Finance Group out of Atlanta, Georgia. What's your current title, Tracy?
Well, we've changed it to President.
That's what I thought. This is That's what happens when you stay away so long. President of Commercial Finance Group. He's our good friend Tracy. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be back.
It's good to have you back. We missed you.
Yeah, it's been a very busy period of time, but yep. I know we've been trying to find some slots that I could make available.
We've been bugging the heck out of you. That's how bad we want to get you back on the show. So tell us what's going on out there. One of the things I love about having you back on the show is you have a great sense of what's happening out there on Main Street with regard to funding growth, capitalizing our businesses, using leverage in different ways. This is in my long career, and I'm real close to a half century now, Tracy. In my long career, I've never seen a more diversified and as many options, I'll put it that way, as many options. Quality options for small businesses to fund their growth. What do you think?
No, I would agree with you. I was actually going to use that exact same adjective. Very extremely diversified. And I think where it puts a greater burden on the customer to really understand the differentiation from one to the next to the next. Because there's some added higher costs of capital out there, easier access but higher costs of capital, they're not always clearly defined of the ramifications to the borrower should they have some changes in their near future that require them to turn another direction. And now maybe mm-hmm. that debt gets paid off because of a high growth scenario. They choose to bring in some equity, or they find an asset-based lender to come in and take out a merchant cash advance type scenario.
Mm-hmm.
And there's ramifications that can severely affect the cost, and there's just added implications to the borrower. So in this environment, while there's great diversity, I think there's a bigger burden or a larger burden on the borrower to really understand and peel the layers back
and get out there and find. You might have to find it. It's not, may not knock on your door, but the thing, Tracy, I think I used the word quality, and if I didn't, I meant to, because I remember let me back up. You used the word expensive, I think, for the mm-hmm. cost of money. Well, you know what? that's the state of the game for small businesses. You know, we live in the world of prime plus, right? And so it's always been expensive, but some is more expensive than others, obviously. But what I'm seeing is even the expensive options are quality options, meaning you're not dealing with the loan shark anymore. You're not going to lose your knees, and these are organizations that are not banks. I mean, your organization, you're not a bank. I've talked to factors who are not banks. I've talked to asset-based lenders who are not banks. But in the old days, that industry would have been more a desperation industry. People who did business were more desperate. Today, it's more mainstream, isn't it? Because of the quality of the offers.
Yes. Clearly, if you compare the United States to Europe, for example, Europe is much more matured diversity than what we have. This is a new environment for
they've
the
had
US.
To because their banks are so bad.
Exactly, and we're kind of getting into the same scenario.
That's a really good point.
What's happening in the banking community that we're seeing is everything's getting crammed to the SBA. because banks are for small business because, you know, banks are still trying to understand.
That's not a good move. I mean, the SBA does, they serve their part. They serve their, they have a role to play, but they're not, they can't, they're not in a position to take care of every, of most businesses on Main Street.
Well, the challenge is the guy who's on the side of the bank pushing the borrower into an SBA product is not asking the first most important question. If your company is looking to achieve a high level of growth in the next 18 to 24 months, this is not a product for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because the SBA is going to tie every asset up, both business and personal.
Yep.
And if you need more money in 18 months, sorry.
Yeah. The SBA serves a role. They serve a purpose. I've already said that. And I know that personally. But it's not for everybody. It certainly isn't a utility tool to use in every case. Going to be right back after these messages with Tracy Eden. He's Commercial Finance Group.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.